This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Earlier this year, I interviewed Detroit booster and billionaire Dan Gilbert, and he told me that he thought Detroit's auto industry hadn't quite yet turned the corner into thinking like innovative technology companies. But generally, there's still been a steady and slow acceleration of car companies towards techie vehicle features. Screen technology, enhanced self-parking software, and internet-connected vehicles, to name a few. To get a closer look at a few more, David Wagner brings us this report.
I'm taking this test drive outside the headquarters of Qualcomm. They're a company built on smartphone chips. But lately, they've been trying to get their chips inside another kind of device. Cars.
Fundamentally, the car is turning into, a smartphone.
That's Senior Vice President Kanwalinder Singh in the passenger seat. I'm behind the wheel of an Audi A3, the first car with its own 4G connection. It has more detailed Google Maps, internet radio, Netflix streaming for the kids in the back seat. Drivers can dictate tweets using voice command, and the car reads incoming text messages.
Hope you're not texting and driving.
Singh says Qualcomm is giving drivers the features they want, and they're doing it in a safe way.
We believe that driver distraction would actually be alleviated by providing these services. When all this is embedded, like it is in this Audi, phone calls destined to you and your smartphone would actually come through the car's antenna and play through the car's audiovisual system, and you would interact through the car.
But some experts say moving these features from the phone to the car doesn't make us any safer.
I think they're really ignoring the powerful effect of cognitive distractions.
Linda Hill leads a team of driving safety researchers at the UC San Diego School of Medicine. She says voice command might cut down on visual distraction, preventing drivers from staring down into their laps. But eye tracking studies have shown that even when drivers have their hands free and their eyes on the road, their minds can still be elsewhere.
And a recent study looking at that found that the voice to text increased driving errors more on a closed driving course than text-to-text did, shockingly.
Hill does like the idea of building one bit of technology into cars, though, an app that disables phones in moving vehicles. In San Diego, I'm David Wagner for Marketplace.